Now, using sunbeds in your 20s and 30s increases the risk of developing melanoma by significant percentages. That's according to a new report recommending the banning of sunbeds in Ireland. The Institute of Public Health has said that people between the ages of 15 and 24 in particular, whose skin is vulnerable, they make up more than one in five of current sunbed users. Dr. Helen McAvoy is Director of Policy at the Institute of Public Health, and good morning. It's worth going through. We've heard them before, but I think it is worth going through the health risks of using sunbeds.
Sure. I think the key message is that sunbed use is harmful for everybody's skin. We know that the World Health Organization has recognized formally since 2009 that the radiation, the UV rays in sunbeds are carcinogenic or cancer-causing, both for melanoma cancer and non-melanoma skin cancer. So sunbeds are harmful for everyone's skin. Mm. We do know that the highest risk is associated with sunbed use in childhood and early adulthood, with frequent use, and when sunbeds are used by people with fair skin, pale or freckly skin. So the risk is elevated for those groups, but I suppose the key message would be that sunbed use is harmful for everybody's skin.
It might surprise people to see numbers. One in five melanoma deaths under 50. But in terms of the usage, the one in 20 10 to 17-year-olds report having used a sunbed, and that one in five of current users aged between 15 and 24. Aren't sunbeds prohibited for children?
That's correct. The Public Health Sunbeds Act in 2014 established a minimum legal age of sale of 18. So the use of sunbeds by these children would represent a breach of the law.
Yeah, but it's being ignored then.
Well, I think the HSE, National Environmental Health Service, is operating a system of sort of enforcement and compliance and test purchasing to establish the level of compliance with the law that is out there. They've done a very good job of that. But unfortunately, the conclusion is that the level of compliance by the operators is very low in terms of checking, doing proper age verification, record keeping.
Right. So it's not working. And you and this report say now we need to ban it? Ban the use of sunbeds?
Yes, we had a look. There was a commitment made in the programme for government to look at a comprehensive ban on sunbeds, and the Minister, Mernan O'Connor, has set up a working group to consider how this will be achieved. I understand that there was also some supportive commentary from the Taoiseach in relation to the ban and its inclusion in the programme for government. I mean, where we are now is we have around 11,000 cases of skin cancer being diagnosed annually. The cases are projected to double between 2015 and 2045. You'd refer to there in terms of the young age that people are getting melanoma. We need to do everything we can in terms of prevention, in terms of screening and early detection. We also know that the treatment and management of melanoma can be very, very difficult. It can also be extremely expensive. So I think in order to give everyone the best chance of not getting melanoma, first of all, and also having a successful treatment pathway, we really do need to take a hard look at what we need to do in terms of prevention. And I think a comprehensive ban has been done elsewhere.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Does it work? What's the experience? Australia has a ban, hasn't it?
Australia introduced an outright ban in around 2014. The legislation that they had also included a marketing ban. And they introduced it on a phased basis, allowing a lot of the operators to move their businesses to other areas of retail. They saw a very substantial decrease, obviously, in the number of operators, the number of sunbeds being advertised for sale or hire, the number of people that were then searching for sunbed information online. So we have a lot of evidence there. Mm. It'll be some time before we can really understand how much the ban has contributed to reduction in incidence of skin cancers. That would just take some time. But the modelling studies are suggesting that it could reduce the incidence of melanoma by around 3 or 4%, which would be very significant in relation to that particular cancer.
Dr. Helen McAvoy, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. It is 11 minutes to 9.